Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radha Leela, Chapter 12. Cleansing of the Gandhisha Temple. Yes. Lord Chaitanya, you have to imagine, just imagine now you're in Jagannath Puri. Imagine now I'm in Jagannath Puri, and it's 500 years ago.
Oh.
And the waves are still breaking like they are today. And the moon is still shining like it is today. And Lord Chaitanya was in Gambira on a night like this in springtime in Chaitra month, Chaitra Vaishak. And the full moon was filtering through the window of his room. And when he saw those full moon beams coming through his room at 12 o'clock at night, immediately his mind went to the Rasa dance. Immediately his mind went to Krishna Chandra, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gaura Chandra, Radharani, Srimati Radharani. So Radharani is always remembering Krishna Chandra. And he saw this beautiful full moon rays coming through his window, and he's thinking, oh, my Lord, my Prananath, my Rasa Bihari, where is that Rasa dance? Where is the Yamuna? Where are the banks of Yamuna? So that he was locked in his room, and his room was locked, and another three different doors were locked. So he somehow came out from all those doors, and he ran, because he heard the waves, and he's following the moonbeams. The moon is rising over the ocean, just like it rises over the Yamuna in the springtime. So Radharani is running, Lord Chaitanya's Krishna and the mood of Radharani, running, hearing the sound of the waves, thinking the waves are the Yamuna, and then seeing the waves dancing in the moonbeams, and this dark blue color late at night, midnight, still there's no hotels anywhere.
Yeah.
No hotels, no lights, no electricity, right? The only electricity is the moon.
Right.
Electricity is conspicuous by its absence.
Yeah.
There's no electricity in the spiritual world. It's only natural moonlight and natural sunlight. And natural love light. There's moonlight, sunlight, and love light. So this is the spiritual world. So Mahaprabhu ran to the beach, and he saw the waves dancing in the moonlight, and he said, Jamuna, Kalindi, Kalindi, Jamuna, Jamuna, and ran and jumped in the water, and thinking, and he's just meditating on Rasa Leela. And after Rasa Leela, Radha and Krishna, they bathe in the Yamuna to get relief from the fatigue of Rasa dancing, and then they play there, and then they come on the banks and get dressed and ornamented by their maidservants, their kinkaris. Then they take some nice refreshments, some honey wine, madhupan, and some forest fruits, and all kinds of nice, fresh, tasty things from the forest. And then Lord Chaitanya was floating in the waves of Prem, and the ocean is the ocean of Prem. It's called Prem Nidhi. Another name for Pundarika Vidyanidhi, his other name is Prem Nidhi. So Lord Chaitanya is floating in the ocean of the waves of Prem, and diving and surfacing, Gopi Bhavara Samrita Dilahari Kalola Magna Mohar. The six Goswamis are also, they're rising and falling in the waves of the ocean of Gopi Bhav. And Mahaprabhu is in that same Bhav, Gopi Bhav, Radha Bhav. So he is moving here and there in this ocean, sometimes this way, that way. That one fisherman from Puri, he caught him in his net. He thought, oh, he's pulling, I have a big fish here. And he pulled them on the beach, and everybody was saying, oh, how much is that golden fish? How much you want for that golden fish? He said, no, that's not a fish, that's a ghost. And I touched that when I was pulling the net up, and I touched that golden ghost. As soon as I touched that ghost, I started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And I can't stop chanting Hare Krishna. So be careful, don't touch that body, or you'll get this Hare Krishna. This Hare Krishna will come in you, and you'll get ghostly haunted. So many pastimes happen. So now imagine you're in Puri. It's 500 years ago. Now you've gone to the Gundicha, which we'll go tomorrow afternoon. And now, so now we're in Gundicha, where everyone's carrying a broom. Samarjani means broom. Complete cleansing, Samarjani. And some people are carrying water pots. And everyone's helping Lord Chaitanya clean the Gundicha. You're there. You're actually there. In Jagannath Puri. So after they clean a Singhasthan, they clean a place where Didi's food is kept. And the yard was cleaned, and all the residential quarters of the Brahmins were cleaned over there in Gundicha. Mahaprabhu collected all the straw, dust, and grains of sand in one place. He gathered all that dust in his cloth and threw it outside, Bahirvas, and that means his uttariyas. Then he says, following Lord Chaitanya's example, all his devotees were greatly happy. They started gathering, collecting all the dust and straw that they swept up in their own cloths, and they threw them outside the temple. So this is a leela which illustrates the teaching of Bhagavad Gita. What does the Bhagavad Gita say? Yad yad acharati shrestas, tatta devitarojana, sayat pramanam kurute lokastananavartate. Whatever a great man does, the common man follows. Whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So an acharya, yad yad arishi shrestha, shrestha acharya. Shrestha acharya means there's shrestha and shrestha. So shrestha means the ultimate good, the long-range benefit, the real value of life, real contribution to humanity. So the acharya shrestha, the guru acharya, he acts in such a way to bring goodness to everyone. Lokanam hitakarano tribhuvane manyo sharanya karo radha krishna padara vinda bhajana nandena mataliko vande rupa sanatana raguyago sri jiva gopalako. The six Goswamis from Vrindavan, Sri Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath, they were Lokanam Hitakarano Tribhuvane. Hita means benefit. They were acting for the benefit of the whole Loka. So this is Shrestha Acharya, that they act in such a way to benefit everyone. So Krishna says, whatever a good person does, whatever an Acharya does, a leader does, now everyone follows his example. So this is what Krishna is telling in Gita, that whatever examples the good man does, everyone follows. So here's the example. The good man is Lord Chaitanya. He's a Shrestha Acharya. He's personally sweeping the Gundicha, although he's God himself. He's doing Bhangi Seva. What is Bhangi Seva? Bhangi Seva means is Nichi. Nichi Seva. Nichi. Nichi Seva. Nichi Seva means low Seva. The very low, degraded Seva. Bhangi. Bhangi means he's bent over. He's called a Chamar. Chamar means he's sweeping the gutters. He's cleaning the stool out of the gutters. Doing a Jaro Seva. Lord Chaitanya is doing Jaro Seva. Of course, it's not the gutters. It's the mandir. But it's also the courtyard of the mandir, also the nali of the mandir. Also, you'll see he cleanses the Sringa mandir behind the Gundicha, which we'll see tomorrow. That same mandir that Lord Chaitanya cleansed, and the same courtyard he cleansed, we'll see tomorrow. Now, of course, we're seeing now with our ears, but we'll see tomorrow with our eyes. And he swept with his broom, and then he collected so much dust and straw and little seeds and all dried leaves. Then he gathered them in one place and he put them inside his bahirvas. Bahirvas means his uttariya, his outer cloth, sannyas begging cloth. Then he carried that outside and threw it outside the temple. So all the devotees saw his example. Whatever a great man does, the common man follows in his footsteps. So they saw the example of Lord Chaitanya, then they also swept and they carried everything outside in their own cloth. So this leela of Lord Chaitanya is showing the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. The practical knowledge is the pastimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavatam. And the theoretical knowledge is that which is given in Gita. It's the principles and precepts. Mahaprabhu told the devotees, I can tell how much you have labored and how well you have cleansed the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you've collected outside. So he was weighing. It was the Sankirtan results. He was taking the scores. Okay, what's your score? How many big books? 14 big books, 17 little books, 27 magazines. So he's saying, oh, how much straw you gathered? How much dirt you swept up? Oh, you have a big pile. Oh, very good. Oh, you have a little pile. Why you didn't do it? Even though all the devotees collected dirt in one pile, the dirt collected by Mahaprabhu was much greater. After the inside of the temple is cleansed, the Lord again allotted areas for devotees to cleanse. So they did double cleansing. The Lord ordered everyone to cleanse the inside of the temple very perfectly by taking finer dust and straws and grains of sand and throwing them outside. After Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas cleansed the temple a second time, Mahaprabhu was very happy to see the cleansing work. So this cleansing of the Mama Mana Mandire, The cleansing of the heart temple takes a while. Like we heard the analogy the other day. Prabhupada said, cleaning the heart is like cleaning a piece of coal. Coal by nature is hard and black. It's very hard and it's very black. So our hearts are also very hard. And they're very black. You may have a white face, but a black heart. It's better if you have a black face, because then it matches your heart. Black face and black heart. But the better thing is to have a white heart, and it doesn't matter what color your face is. Have a clean heart. Chaito Dharvana Marjanam. So the coal is like this. It's black and it's hard. And our hearts are black with greed and anger and lust. They're blackened. And they're also very hard. Hard-hearted. Stone-hearted. So when you take coal and you wash it under the water you wash, let me wash this coal. It's a very good idea, wash coal. You take the coal and put it under the water, all the water keeps running black. The more you wash it, it keeps coming black, 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 black. Right? And doesn't come but black. So we keep chanting, 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 and it just keeps coming out. Lust, lust, greed, anger, 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 envy, 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 envy. Envy. Doesn't stop. It just keeps going and going and going. And we think, oh my God, how much black is there? How much hard is my heart? I don't know if I'll ever reach the end of this. So we get kind of disappointed and we quit. But they say in business, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. So it may be a little difficult, but we have to persevere. Forbearance. Forbearance, perseverance, patience. And then patience is a pearl of virtue. If you persevere, you'll be successful. While the temple was being swept, 100 men stood ready with filled water pots, simply awaiting Mahaprabhu's order to throw water from them. As soon as Mahaprabhu called for water, all the men immediately brought the 100 water pots, which were completely filled, and delivered them before the Lord. Mahaprabhu first washed the main temple, then washed the ceiling, the walls, the floor, the sitting place, everything else was in the room. Mahaprabhu himself and devotees began to throw water on the ceiling. When the water fell, it washed the walls and floor. Then Mahaprabhu began to wash the sitting place to Lord Jagannath with his own hands, and all the devotees began to bring the water to the Lord. So he's washing the Singhasan, where Lord Jagannath will come and sit after the Rath Yatra, will go to Gundicha, and he washed it with his own hand. I remember once all the temples, after 1975, they would start having this Gundicha Marjan festival.
Yes.
And Prabhupada was very happy to hear about it. So in Los Angeles in 76, we had this festival, Gundicha Marjan festival. It was really fun. It's like the Karmis have something called spring cleaning. As a cold winter in America, at least North America is cold. Everything gets kind of shut up and frozen and stuff. And then when the spring comes, people's minds thaw out and their bodies thaw out and everything kind of warms up. So people say, okay, let's clean the house. Maha clean, we call it Maha cleanup. And the temple they call it Maha cleanup. They have all these far out, all these amazing terms in ISKCON. Maha prasad, Maha sankirtan, and Maha cleaning. Ordinary cleaning is just cleaning, but not big time. Small time cleaning. But Maha cleanup means, oh wow, we're really going to do a serious job now. So then there's the Gundicha Marjanando. This is like Maha cleaning. Super Maha. And I remember that festival, there's a lot of important things to deal with. Because when you start throwing water everywhere, it can have problems. So I remember Prabhupada's Vyasa-san was covered with red velvet. And that doesn't go very well with water. So they had this big, thick plastic. Then they covered Prabhupada's whole Vyasa-san with plastic. Prabhupada looked like some kind of Christmas present or something. You know, the deity was covered with clear plastic. The deity was there and everything. And they covered all plastic around. And then the altar, they put plastic over the whole Singhasthan, the wooden Singhasthan, all over the deities. The deities were behind plastic. They were like shrink-wrapped. The deities looked like they were shrink-wrapped. And like they do it, like you put plastic around a new book or something. Lamination, shrink-wrap. Then they got these big hoses, and we're spraying the ceiling high with a pressure hose, and water was flying everywhere, all over the place, and we had all these squeegees, and and cleaned everything, and every nook and cranny was cleaned, and every square inch of the temple, from the ceiling, that's what it's saying, Lord Chaitanya is cleaning from the ceilings to the ceilings, the walls, the corners, the floors, moving the furniture underneath the singhasana, and everywhere underneath the side, underneath the legs, every single inch, there wasn't a speck of dirt remaining or hiding everywhere or anywhere. Every piece of straw and dust and spider web and cobweb and any kind of web was out of there. So I can remember taking part in that festival, and of course everybody was also wet, and because water is falling over the ceiling on everyone's head, and we covered the chandeliers too. We put all plastic around the chandeliers, I remember that too. It's like holy with water, no colors. Then afterwards, when it was all done, it was a whole day, half a day mostly, and then there was a big feast in the afternoon. And devotees felt so clean. They felt so clean, so light, so bright, so happy by cleaning the Lord's temple. Because the Lord's temple is expanded into everyone's heart. Everyone's heart is a small portion of the Lord's temple. So when we clean the Lord's temple, the temple of our heart also gets cleansed. So it was, everybody had the experience. Everyone could testify by dint of their own personal experience. So it's like everyone sits down, 100 people sit down and take Mahaprasadam. And it's the same Mahaprasadam, everyone's getting the same items on their plate. But every devotee has his own personal experience of that Mahaprasadam. That this item was especially good, or I like that item, and oh, this is good. It's all individual, and it's all real, it's all tangible, it's all practical, it's all personal. And it's all ecstatic. So you eat your Jagannath Mahaprasadam and say, oh, I'm happy. And you say, what about you? Are you happy eating Jagannath Prasadam? You say, yeah, I'm happy. And then you, yeah, I'm happy too. Everybody has their individual happiness, but it came from a collective oneness, from the collective source of Jagannath. It all came from Jagannath. So the happiness of devotees all comes from Krishna, the Ananda Sagar, the ocean of bliss. Everyone's drawing happiness from one Krishna. Just like all the fishermen, thousands of fishermen go out there to that ocean, and they all draw their livelihood from the one ocean. They all draw their fish from that ocean. So we go to the ocean of consciousness. We go to Krishna, and we draw our happiness from Krishna by offering ourselves to Him in service. Prasad Seva, Nam Seva, Vaishnav Seva, Hari Guru Vaishnav, Hari Seva, Guru Seva, Vaishnav Seva. And this way we feel very satisfied. So everyone can enact it, everyone can have this Gundicha Margin festival. You should have in your house. All the devotees within the temple began to wash. Each one had a broom in his hand. And this way they cleansed the Lord's temple. Someone poured water into the hands of Lord Chaitanya, someone else poured water on his feet. Well, that's interesting. Somebody is pretty clever. Everyone is pouring water into Lord Chaitanya's hands for washing the temple, and someone said, well, wait a minute. We're cleaning Lord Jagannath's temple, but the Lord's right in front of us. I'm going to bathe Lord Chaitanya's feet. So he was pretty clever. He was smart. He was doing Abhishek of Lord Chaitanya's feet. Bhakta Pada Duli, Bhakta Pada Jal, Bhakta Bhukta Avishesh, Teen Mahabal. These are very powerful. The water from the feet of the Vaishnavas. So what to speak of the water from the greatest Vaishnava, the greatest devotee that ever walked the face of the earth is Lord Chaitanya. Bhakta and Bhagavan in one. So he's pretty smart. That water fell from Mahabharata's feet, and then somebody else drank it. Somebody was hiding, and he drank it. Someone begged for that water. Another person was given that water in charity. After the room was washed, the water was let out through an outlet. Then the water flowed to fill the yard outside. The Lord mopped the rooms with his own clothes, and he polished the throne with them also. So he didn't have any problem looking for rags. He just used his dhoti and his cloth to clean the Lord's throne. But that's the perfection of our cloth, is to use it in Krishna's service. Once Prabhupada was giving a lecture. He's on a Pandal program. And the microphone that was always falling down, the microphone was, it just wasn't staying up. So then Prabhupada, he asked Hari Sari, he said, let me have your Brahman thread. So Hari Sari took out his Brahman thread, and Prabhupada used the Brahman thread for a rope, and he tied it around the microphone and kept the microphone solid. so he could speak the Bhagavad Katha, speak the Bhagavatam. So this is an example of Pancharatrika Vidhi supporting Bhagavad Vidhi. Bhagavad Vidhi means the study of the Bhagavatam and following the teachings of Bhagavatam. What are the teachings of Bhagavatam? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnusmaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atanavedanam, Navavita Bhakti. This is the teachings of the Bhagavatam, how to serve Krishna in 9 different ways. So this is called Bhagavad Vidhi, the rules and regulations of the Bhagavatam, which the Bhagavad Vidhi brings one to the platform of love of God, makes one a Krishna premi. But the Pancharatrika Vidhi is simply gives support to that. Pancharatrika Vidhi includes Brahman Diksha, Thakurji Puja, and Archan, and this Gayatri initiation, Upavita, Brahman Gayatri, initiated as a Brahman. So that's called Pancharatrika Vidhi and Vaidik Vidhi. So those rules and regulations, they help one become purified and become steady in his mind and regulated and clean in his activities. And then when he's regulated and clean in his activities and steady in his mind, then he can try to take up the Bhagavad Vidhi with more determination. Because the more pure the heart is, the more determined we become. Yeshan tvantakatam papam jananam punyakaranam te dvandva mahanirmokta bhajanti mandridavrita. Krishna says that to be determined and steady in bhakti, one must be free from his sins. Yeshan tvantam katam papam jananam punyakaranam. So this Lord Chaitanya, as Prabhupada used the Brahman thread, which is rather unconventional, to use the Brahman thread that tie up a microphone. But the microphone was broadcasting the Bhagavad Vidhi, the teachings of the Bhagavatam, which is much higher than Pancharatrika Vidhi. You can do with Pancharatrika, but you can't do without Bhagavad Vidhi. Bhagavad Vidhi, the study of Bhagavatam and the practice of Navavita Bhakti, leads one to Krishna Prema and eternal life in the spiritual world. The Pancharatrika Vidhi make you purified and stay a human being and get a human birth. And that retires, all these mantras, they retire in this side of the Paravyom. But the Maha Mantra continues forever, even in the spiritual world. So it's the most transcendental, highest practice. So Lord Chaitanya is using his sannyas cloth, his uttariya, and his longi, and his bahirvash, and his antarvash. He's using his cloth to clean the Lord's singhasan as a mop. He's using his uttariya. His uttariya is his bahirvas. Bahirvas is used for begging alms. So he's using it for a rag. So this is the highest utilization of the objects in Krishna's service. Directly cleaning his Lord's throne. You can imagine, Radharani is cleaning Krishna's throne. The singhasana is Jagannath's throne. Jagannath is Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya is Radharani. So when someone loves someone, they'll use anything to do anything. So it's like a mother. She loves her child, and sometimes she has to blow his nose. And she can't find any Kleenex, so she just uses her dress. She uses her dress to blow his nose. And somebody will think, oh, this is rather strange. Use your dopata to blow your kid's nose. Rather moochie. But it's either you get your dirty dopata, your kid chokes to death on mucus. Yeah. So it's better you clean the kid's snot. Snot in his nose. Snows. So this is, because love is a higher principle. So we say, where there's love, there's no rules. Yes. And where there's rules, there's no love. In this way, all the ruins were cleansed with 100 water pots. After the ruins have been cleansed, the minds of the devotees were as clean as the ruins.
Nirmal Shitala Shnigda Karila Mandire Apana Ridaye Jena Darila Bahire. When the temple was cleansed, it was purified, cool, and pleasing. Just as if the Lord's own pure mind had appeared. Apan ridaya yena darila bahiri. Nirmal shitala snigda. Nirmal, no dirt. Nirmal, no dirt, purified, Shitala, cool, Snigda, pleasing, like Sneha, Snigda, very soothing and pleasing. So they cleansed, they cleaned and purified the temple, and everybody felt that the Lord's mind had appeared. Since hundreds of men were engaged in bringing water from the lake, there was no place to stand on the bank. Consequently, someone began to draw water from a well. What was the name of that lake that they were drawing water from? Indradyumna Lake, which is right down the road, right? It was so crowded at that lake that no one could find a place to get in there and get water, so they went to some well and got water there. Hundreds of devotees brought water in pots, and hundreds took empty pots away to fill them up. With the exception of Nityananda, Dwaita, Sarvadhamma, Brahmananda Bharati, and Paramananda Puri, everyone was engaged in filling water pots and bringing them there. Many of the water pots were broken when people collided with one another, and hundreds of men had to bring new water pots to fill. Some people filled pots, others washed the rooms, but everyone was engaged in chanting the holy names of Krishna Hari. Krishna Hari Dwani Bina Ara Nahishuni. No one could hear anything else but Krishna Hari, Krishna Hari, Krishna Hari, Krishna, 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 Hari, Hari. One person begged for a water pot. Hey, bring me a water pot. By chanting the holy names. Krishna, Krishna! Krishna, Krishna! Psh, and then wah, 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 he's sweeping. Another delivered a pot while chanting, Krishna, Krishna. Whenever anyone had to speak, he did so by uttering the holy name of Krishna. Consequently, the holy name of Krishna became an indication for everyone who wanted something. Mahaprabhu was vibrating the holy name of Krishna in ecstatic love. He was performing the work of hundreds of men. Prema Veshe. So see, like some people say, oh, you become a Hare Krishna, you become useless. You become a useless parasite. You can't do anything. You just sit around, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You become immobilized. Immobilized and like a retarded. But here we see the Lord Chaitanya, it says Prema Vesh. He had become absorbed. The Vesh means to enter into, like we say, Mandir Pravesh or Kriya Pravesh. So Avesh means to be enveloped, to be absorbed. He was absorbed. He was entered deeply into love. He was absorbed in love of God and chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. But he was not just chanting, and he was not an idle man. He was not a lazy man, lazy fellow. He was doing the work of 100 men. So this is pretty significant. It says, Shata Janera Kam. Shata means 100. Jana means people. Kam means work. It appeared that Mahaprabhu was cleansing and washing with 100 hands. He approached every devotee just to teach them how to work. When he saw someone doing nicely, Mahaprabhu praised him. But if he saw someone was not working to his satisfaction, he immediately chastised that person, not bearing him any grudge. Mahaprabhu would say, you have done well. Please teach this to the others. So they act the same way. As soon as they heard Mahaprabhu say this, everyone became ashamed. Thus, they began to work with great attention. They washed the Jagamohan area where the bhog was kept, then the place where the food was kept. All their places were washed. In this way, the meeting places washed, the entire yard, raised sitting places, kitchen, every room was washed. All the places around the temple were thoroughly washed, inside and out. After everything was washed, a Bengali Vaishnava, who was very smart and simple, came and poured water in the Lord's lotus feet. The Gaudiya Vaishnava took the water and drank that. Mahaprabhu was a little unhappy with that, but he didn't show anything outwardly. It's interesting they designate him as a Bengali Vaishnava. Usually devotee to devotee. God's God, and it's not like a Bengali God. Hindi God. God is just God. Krishna is Krishna. We don't say Bengali Krishna. So the Vaishnava is a Vaishnava. We don't say Polish Vaishnava. Indian Vaishnava. But here it seems that there's some distinction. Hena Kale Gaudiya Eka Subudhi Saral Prabhura Charana Juge Dila Gata Jal. Everything was thoroughly washed afterwards. A Vaishnava from Bengal says Gaudiya. Hena Kali, at that time, Gaudiya Eka, Ek Gaudiya. Gaudiya. Like we have Oriya. What does Oriya mean?
Orissa.
Someone from Orissa.
Yes,
Oriya. and Gaudiya. So Gaudiya is the old name for Bengali. So Gaudiya, one Gaudiya, Subhuti, he was, had good intelligence and style. He was simple. Prabhucharana Juge. He poured water over both feet. It says Gata Jal. He poured one whole pot full of water. Then he drank it himself. He drank that water, which means he drank a whole pot. He drank a whole pot of Gauranga Charanamrita. It said he felt a little unhappy and was also outwardly angry. So he was unhappy. Although the Lord was certainly satisfied with him, he became angry externally to establish an etiquette of religious principles. Then he called Sruvdamana and said, just see the behavior of your Bengali Vaishnav, Tomara Gaudiya, Vyavahar. Your Mahaprabhu said, this person from Bengal washed my feet inside the temple of God. Not only that, he drank the water himself. I do not know what my destination is because of this offense. Indeed, your Gaudiya has greatly implicated me. So this is a rule of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It says right here, I'll read it. This is in Madhya Lila chapter 12, 127. And it's also, it's Prabhupada's purport, and also Hari Bhakti Vilas and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It says, there are many offenses in deity seva. It's called seva parad. According to the rules, no one should accept obeisances in the temple of the Lord before the deity. It's in Prabhupada's Nectar Devotion. One should not bathe the feet of the spiritual master in front of the deities, nor should one offer obeisances to the spiritual master when the deities are giving darshan. So like, another thing I see people, they come in the temple, like Mangalartik or whatever, and all the deities are giving darshan, they come in, they offer dandavats in front of Prabhupada. Because it says right in Prabhupada's books, one should not offer obeisances to the spiritual master in front of the deities. But if I come in, like sometimes I come in on Sunday, like at these early morning classes at 6:30 on this Prabhupada marathon, the deities are closed. So when I went in the Jewish temple to give class, then I offered full dandavats to Prabhupada. Because the deity doors are closed. But it's amazing how few people know the rules, because no one reads the books, actually. No one reads the books, so no one knows how to properly behave. And they just follow the guy in front of them like sheep. This sheep goes like that, I go like that. Oh, he's a senior devotee, he's offering dandavats in front of Prabhupada with the deity doors open. I guess you're supposed to do that. And even they preach that. Hey, why didn't you offer dandavats? Oh, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Because he hasn't read the books, and you haven't read the books, and nobody read the books. So they perpetuate the wrong action, which is offensive. It says it's offense. It's an offense to the deities. Is that clear? No one should accept obeisances in the temple and of the Lord before the deity. What does that mean? Is that clear?
Yes, ma'am.
Nor is it proper for a devotee to offer obeisances and touch the feet of the spiritual master before the deity. This is considered an offense. Mahaprabhu himself was personally God, therefore it's not actually offensive to wash his lotus feet in the temple, but because he is playing the part of an acharya, like I said, yet acharati shrestha. He is playing the part of a shrestha acharya, the Prabhupada says here. Because Mahaprabhu is playing the part of an acharya, which means a devotee, the Lord considered himself an ordinary human being. He also wanted to give instructions to ordinary human beings. The point is that even though one plays the part of the spiritual master, he should not accept obeisances or permit a disciple to wash his feet before the deity. This is a matter of etiquette. This book is Prabhupada's teaching. If you want to know me, study my books, Prabhupada said. My books are the law books for the next 10,000 years. So we should follow Prabhupada's words and study his books.
Yes,
so, what happened? Sruvdamana Goswami caught that Gaudiya by the neck. Hey, buddy! And he gave him a little push. And ejected him from the Gaudiya Puri temple and made him stay outside. Because Sruvdamana is Lita Sakhi. And Lord Chaitanya is Radharani. So Radharani is upset. She's internally upset and externally angry because this Gaudiya Vaishnava washed her feet inside the temple of Jagannath, her Lord. So then she expressed her anger and dissatisfaction to Lita Sakhi, Sruvdamana, so that Sruvdamana could do the needful. Because Lita's a little fiery, right? So Lita's known to be fiery. She's Bhamya Prakar, left wing. So she says, hey! Grabbed her by the neck, get out! That! Get out of the temple. Oh. He's saying, okay, throw me out, but I got the nectar already. And nectar, I already got the nectar. You do whatever you want. I already got the 1 liter of Charanamrita. I already got the treasure. After Surudamana returned within the temple, he requested Mahaprabhu to excuse that innocent person. After this incident, Mahaprabhu was a little satisfied. He asked all the devotees to sit down 2 lines on both sides. The Lord then personally sat down in the middle and picked up all the kinds of straw, grain, and grass, sand, and dirty things. So Lord Chaitanya was not afraid to be a garbage man. Like sometimes this big thing in India, the temple commander, he'll tell some new bhakta, will you please clean the toilets? Oh, no, no, I'm a Brahmin. I'm Saraswat Brahmin. This is chamar work. I can't touch toilets. Don't you know what I am? Acha, you're so big man. Okay, TK. Can you take out the trash can? No, no, no. But in America, we don't know any gotra, botra, notra. So we just, whatever they ask us to do, we do it. I remember when I joined a temple, I thought I was a pretty smart guy because I had MBBS in allopathic medicine from college. And I was 24. So then I came and I said, so I want to do devotional service, bhakti yoga. He says, you want to do bhakti yoga? Oh, we have some good bhakti yoga for you, some very good bhakti yoga. Clean the toilets. It's called bhakti yoga toilet cleaning. Devotional cleaning, devotional service. Clean the toilets. I said, wow, this sounds really devotional. So then I did that. Then I got promoted to take out the trash. Trash can seva. So here, Lord Chaitanya is being described that he's picking up all the kinds of straw, grains, and sand, and dirty things. Trina kankar kuta lagila kudaite. Kinkara. It's all kuta means dirty things. Kuta. While Mahaprabhu was picking up straws and grains of sand, he said, I shall gather everyone's collection. I shall ask whoever has collected less than the others to pay a fine of sweet cakes and sweet rice. Adibo. You have to pay other devotees sweet cakes and sweet rice. So whoever collected less than others has to pay a fine of sweet cakes and sweet rice. In this way, all the quarters of Gandhicha temple were completely cleared and cleansed. They were cool and spotless, like one's cleansed and pacified mind. Shitala Nirmala Kaila Dhyana Nijaman. When all the water was let out through the halls, it appeared as if new rivers were rushing out to meet the waters of the ocean. Outside the gateway of the temple, all the roads were also cleansed. No one could exactly tell how this was all being done. Then they went behind Gundicha to clean the Shringa Mandir, inside and out. And finally, they rested a few minutes and they started to dance. Arivo! All around, Mahaprabhu and the devotees performed congregational chanting. The Lord, like a maddened lion, danced in the middle. Mahaprabhu danced. There was a perspiration, trembling, fading, tears, jubilation, roaring. Tears from his eyes washed his body and everybody around him. Arivo! 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 This way, Mahaprabhu washed the bodies of all the devotees with the tears from his eyes. Ooh, Haribo. That's a good shower. The Chaitanya shower. Take a shower in the tears of Lord Chaitanya. Could you imagine what fortune? Be dancing and congregational chanting. First, you join the Lord. You join together with the Lord to serve. Combine with the Lord to serve Lord Jagannath. Everyone cooperating, everyone enthusiastic, everyone chanting, Krishna, 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 throwing water and sweeping, throwing and sweeping, up and down and all around water and sweeping. And the Lord is sweeping and collecting, you're sweeping and collecting, and He's gathering His pile, you're gathering your pile, He's measuring, and His sweets are being distributed. Then the Lord sits down to rest, and He begins chanting, and He's so ecstatic, all septic bhavs erupting in His body, tears flowing from His body like in waves. Chari DK Bhaktanga Kaila Prakshalana Shavanera Mhega Jaina Kare Varishan. It says exactly, Chari DK, in the four directions, the Bhaktanga, the bodies of the devotees, were getting washed by Shravan Meg. Meg means cloud, and Shravan means the month of Shravan, July, August, which is monsoon sign. And Varishan, Varishana means like Varishan means rainfall. So the rain was falling from Lord Chaitanya, the tears were flowing from Lord Chaitanya's eyes like the monsoon rains of Shravan in Vrindavan.